as a champion of the spoken word. She hosts, starting in September, or resuming in September, her own TV show in Hopkinton. If you want to wake up early, it's called Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. Please welcome to the stage Cheryl Perrault.
Great. Thanks, Dan. Thank you. Well, a wonderful evening here. And let's see, my Aunt Priscilla was the one in our family who made the celebration times happening growing up that I can remember. A Christmas buffet for the gathering in the summer, a party getting together at her place somewhere near a beach. I still have the vivid memories, the five-layer chocolate and vanilla cake, the hand-squeezed lemonade. You put your hand in the sand of the beach there, and there'd be little tiny, amazing shells you'd sift through and keep. And keep I did. I still have them in a little box. And I just gave her a call a couple of weeks ago to wish her happy birthday and tell her that I still have those special memories from childhood, and to thank her, and to wish her a happy 95th. And I wrote this for Aunt Priscilla for gratitude of making some special things happen in the whirlwind of childhood. And it's a little, I think it's fun and a little trippy, but it's called Ode to Watermelon, Aunt Priscilla's Beach House, and the Inner Child in Me. Aunt Priscilla, do pass me another slice of that juicy, 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 sweet, neat treat of rosy pink watermelon that you served us with our sandwiches today at your beach house soiree. The overeducated man I've just met furrows his brows at my sing-song request. The children who've been playing are exchanging quizzical looks. I don't care about how I'm behaving, Aunt Priscilla, now, for I'm smitten and haven't quite ever bitten into anything like this oasis of watermelon ocean on such a hot sun searing of day. It is slapping me with lapping waves of honey and sunshine on my lips and serving up cool, soothing, smooth of heaven's best mermaid-made ice cream. And so enraptured am I that I believe I've chewed the absolute pulp of rind on this delicious fruit on this particular day of days. So thank you, Aunt Priscilla, for inviting me to your lovely summer house and serving this beach manna of meal to me, now giddy in the tasting of such splendor and feeling entirely under the age of 10 or 8 or even 3. I'm not quite sure how I have become so transformed and transfixed and transcended by such an ordinary oafish fruit, so seemingly uncivilized to eat, if it's because of the spell I am under of the sweet, cool smell of morning dew, of deep pink roses that grow on rainbows, or if it's that wet, rich taste of something harvested in some deep, forbidden childhood candy jungle that still grows in the primitive recesses of my mind, or if it's the dancing waves of taste of an infinite cornucopia of Garden of Eden fruit, when my tongue goes swish swashing, splish splashing through, or if it's the born again fun of biting into the black ovals that offer themselves to me, seeds of babies to be needing to be tucked in, clenching them in my teeth, taking aim to fire, my entire soul shaking with glee, believing I am planting a patch of newborn watermelon nirvana for you, Aunt Priscilla, for providing me with the joy of this day, for feeling happy to be unsophisticated in my love of such a large fruit that we know grows on land in the womb of Mother Earth we call dirt that needs little human fuss or care or intervention that brings a taste and touch of eternal youth mixed with a cup or so of the divine. I'm Priscilla. Please do eat along with me in the celebration of fruit and youth and life. And when I'm gone at the end of the day, please do take good care of the little imaginary garden I am leaving with you. And I will try to take care of my mind. Thank you.
Cheryl Perrault, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Cheryl.